Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between.
Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there. You, Roscoe. Hi, Chris.
Fuck.
All right, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe, and my co-host, the producer.
Hey!
And producer.
Yes.
Quick Draw! Question one, who's going to win this fist fight right now?
And I got a chair.
Oh, no! I got White Claw. I don't know.
All right, so Roscoe, I got a quick draw for you. Okay. I got quite a few for you, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
I got like four.
What the? No, yeah, not four. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. You're gonna pick three of those.
Okay. I'll start with one I kind of alluded to. I talked about earlier. The Hulk versus Hellboy.
Does Hellboy have his horns all the way up?
He has one.
One, okay, so half capacity. The powers of hell versus one angry boy.
He's one angry boy.
Looking at all the Hulk's feats and everything,
mm-hmm.
while also looking at Hellboy's feats, holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta be a strong motherfucker to, like, you know, beat the devil to death.
If anybody could do it,
it'd be the Hulk.
The
right?
Hulk could do it.
Yeah. But no, I was talking about Hellboy. Like, he literally was just like, "Hey, Satan, you're in my chair." Oh. I must still have to go with the Hulk. Only reason is because, like, the Hulk has done some terrible... I mean, yeah, Hellboy is, like, face strong foes, but it's mostly, like, people using magic or some forces of evil and everything, and he has to, like, find some type of counter magic, yeah. or with his own magic, usually.
Mm-hmm.
The Hulk can just beat you to a pulp. Let me go take that from her.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's not.
It's not picking up?
No, it's not picking up.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, I'm gonna say the Hulk. I'm going to say the Hulk.
You give it to the Hulk. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Hellboy has a sword and his rock arm. The Hulk can literally just make fists out of cars.
But I feel like if you hit the Hulk, I think Thanos kind of showed us this. If you hit the Hulk hard enough.
See, yeah.
He doesn't want to come out. He's not.
Yeah. And Hellboy.
He's not battle tested, I don't think.
Hellboy has definitely had, like, way more experience and, like, much more, like, fighting prowess and everything. But at the end of the day, like, if the Hulk lands, like, a decent amount of hits on you, you're going to go down.
Yeah.
No matter how, quote unquote, immortal you may be.
Yeah.
He'll stop you.
The Hulk's also
he ain't gonna win. The Hulk is not gonna win in a long fight against
Hellboy.
Right,
because he's fighting with rage. Hellboy is not gonna fight with rage. Hellboy is gonna come in, box you up a little bit. It's gonna be a different fight.
Yeah. Like,
but you still give it to Hulk.
Yeah, I still give it to Hulk. Like, because it's just a never ending fight, really.
Okay.
When you stop it, because, like, Hellboy is gonna keep getting back up. Hulk's going to get angrier and angrier and angrier, but Hellboy's just literally going to be like, like, when he's on his way back up from hell, "How's it going, Johnson?" "It's pretty good, Hellboy. Still fighting the Hulk?" "Yep, still fighting that Hulk. I'll get him eventually."
Okay, you give it to the Hulk.
Yeah.
All right, okay. You want me to keep going, or you got
something? Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to keep him going. I'm going to keep him coming now. We talked about this character earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how they were not necessarily a good or bad person. We didn't really know much about their morals and where they lay. Sandman versus Freddy Krueger.
Sandman is literally a master of sleep. Freddy Krueger cannot get him in Sandman's dreams. Sandman, easy. In fact, Sandman will start making...
Freddy Krueger is the master of dreams. No, no, he can be the master of sleep. Freddy Krueger is the master of dreams.
Sandman is the master of dreams and nightmares. Technically, Freddy Krueger works for Sandman.
Watch, you know what?
Watch the series and tack this on for next talk.
Okay, okay.
Watch the series and tack that on to the next episode.
I'm going to leave it out to the listeners. Freddy Krueger is literally
a nightmare demon. Sandman controls nightmares. It is over.
You say that. I don't know that to be true.
Sandman could just light some fire and leave him in the basement, damn it.
Freddy Krueger could...
Sandman could make Freddy Krueger dream, and Sandman will appear in his dreams.
Freddy Krueger is only dreaming. He only comes in your dreams. I don't know. I think Freddy gets him. I think it comes down to who's the most creative, because they both are going to be monsters and masters of
Sandman
your dreams.
Sandman has created an entire universe. He controls everybody's dreams at once. If we're awake right now, other side of the world right now, asleep. I don't know. Maybe there's some night owls out there. Whatever. Sandman is controlling their dreams and or nightmares right now.
Can he control sleepwalkers?
Yes.
And then therefore be like,
he
in the
makes
real
somebody
world killing
he people? Needed he needed something to get done. He made a person sleepwalk.
Maybe I need to check in on Sandman to see what
it's
all about. Okay, we'll tie it to the table and come back to it. If anybody thinks anything different, let us know. I think the Roscoe's wrong. Let's prove him wrong. Anyway, we'll keep it going. We talked about these characters earlier in the week also. One being Harley Quinn and how well she's doing in box office movies and everything else, series and mm-hmm. everything else. She's, mm-hmm. you know, she's the golden goose right now for DC.
Trying to give her my goose. What?
Edit! Versus the other side of the coin, someone whose movie just can't take off. We all know her. We love her in some capacity.
Yeah.
Batgirl.
Batgirl versus Harley Quinn.
Now think about that level of anger also Batgirl has right now. Harley Quinn's movies are through the roof, and she can't get hers out the door. Who do you see taking this?
No. Is this the CW's Batgirl, or is this Barbara Gordon?
This is the most badass.
Okay, Barbara, got it.
Barbara Gordon. But this is Harley Quinn.
Now, this is Suicide Squad Harley Quinn?
The Suicide Squad Harley Quinn.
Oh.
When they came to get her out of that, when they kidnapped her and they came to save her and she had already gotten out, that Harley Quinn.
Oh. I'm going to have to give it to Harley. Because that specific Harley Quinn was unhinged. And Barbara, like, you know, like all the Bat family, they try to come in like cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No one ever expects, like, huh, I guess she's in here. Touches doorknob. just Gatling gun full of, here lies Barbara Gordon right beside her dad. Anyway, right beside Martha and Thomas.
Oh.
And Alfred.
Oh.
And Bruce eventually.
And Robin.
And Robin.
Oh.
With the crowbar etched into his tombstone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not dead, though. There's a zombie hand.
What if?
What if zombie? What if DC edition?
What if DC made a good movie? Oh.
Oh, no. All right. Well, I'm going to give it to Harley Quinn. Just because of the raw power she... She has. Also, she has a freaking hyena. You know?
Yeah, she does have a hyena.
No one's ever ready for the hyena.
Batgirl has to have some type of pet. I feel like most movies today, they have some type of companion.
No, this is DC. This is Warner Brothers. This isn't Disney. They don't get a cute pet.
They don't get a cute pet. They don't get out the door.
Oh.
All right, who do you got for me, Roscoe?
All right. Producer, you're a businessman.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a business man. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'll see myself okay. out. Okay. Saul Goodman. Saul Goodman. Yeah. Yeah. So, who do you think runs a better corporation? Mm-hmm. A better business? A better from doing deals in Gotham or Hell's Kitchen? Mm-hmm. I haven't decided yet. I haven't decided either Joker or Kingpin on this one. But I'm gonna tell you
okay.
who their opponent is. You know what? Fuck it. All three. Who runs a better business?
Okay.
Like, as far as like bringing drugs into the community. That's but Black Dynamite. I sell drugs to the community.
That's a good business.
Like making power moves in Gotham, making power moves in Hell's Kitchen. Or selling chicken to the cartel. To move Esposito, Kingpin, or Don Falcone? Yeah. We talked about Falcone and Kingpin before, but now Esposito. You know what? They're all meeting in Gotham. For some reason, they're all in Gotham. Yeah, like who's gonna have the better hitman? Who's gonna have the better henchman?
See, okay.
Jesse Pinkman is there. Walter and Jesse Pinkman are on the table.
Okay. Esposito is gonna be, if it's just those three people, I will give it to him.
Really, really?
Because he alone is a scary guy.
You don't think Kingpin is scary? I'll be scared as hell to get. Hey, the boss wants to talk to you. Ah, shit. I'm about to break my spine.
Yeah, but you know it's coming with him. Yeah. You wouldn't know it. You wouldn't see it coming with Esposito. He's going to sit calmly talking to you. And the next thing you know, he slits your throat. So if it's just those three, then that's
or like
the way
kill your family in front of you.
It'll kill your family.
Work harder, or else this is going to keep happening. Cause what? Oh my God! When he sent one of his goons to just like kill his girlfriend like mm-hmm. right in front of him. Like Jesse was in the car and they were like, "Yep, you watching? Good." Pew pew.
Damn. Yeah, yeah. But when it comes to their hitmen. That's really who you have to worry about when you talk about the mafia, when you're talking about these big
Falcone. Falcone is going to talk to Black Mask.
Falcone.
Next thing you know, Deadshot. You're sitting in your room, and a bullet ricochets off a cup and into your brain.
Oh, yeah. It ricochets off a few cups. It's gonna
And then you're sitting there like, why are vines growing everywhere?
Yeah.
Poison Ivy, gotcha.
Exactly. So when you think of their team, I'm giving it to Don Falcone because his henchmen are different.
And we've seen Kingpin. Kingpin don't send nobody. He just comes and kills you himself.
It's just him. But he can't compete when you have a whole army of killers.
Yeah. Victor Zsasz.
Like you can't mess with him when it comes to his team. So that's why I said, and if it's just a room of those three, I'm giving it to Esposito. But if you're talking about their entirety, their corporation, their
like taking
business,
over territory, taking over
their entire business.
I don't think Falcone can fight the cartel though.
I'm giving it to Don Falcone. He wouldn't fight. He would sit back. It would be a meeting of the minds between him and Esposito. It would be a very intense but calm conversation. But when they leave, you better be the first one out the door. Don't be left in the room because it's going to be some hitters at the door waiting for you.
God.
So I see it going to Don Falcone. I think he gets it.
Okay.
If he all brings his entire team, you can't
all
beat
him. It's all fun and games until Esposito brings out the Darksaber. He wasn't expecting this.
Was Fish Mooney a part of
Gotham? Yeah.
Gotham. So she would fall into Don Falcone?
Yeah,
also?
Yeah. So Will Smith would come out and slap
the shit out of you. You would be up there just receiving an award.
Keep Don Falcone's name out your mouth.
Hey, I will.
Esposito would fight back, though. You know what? Will Smith, Darksaber. This is the Mandalorian and Grogu. And meanwhile, Kingpin sitting there like, all right, Sinister Six, we out.
All right, I got one for you, Ross. I got another one for you. It's a redeeming battle.
Oh Lord, here we go.
Last episode.
Oh no. Okay.
Chris asked me, who is the greater, who would win in hosting an episode, the Roscoe versus the producer. I went with me, given certain circumstances. I'm gonna ask you the same question. Who wins in a battle between hosting an episode, the producer or the Roscoe? Who's the king? The
captain. Well, I did write that. So you asked, like, I was just sitting at my computer, like, I woke up from a nap. You were like, "Hey, I'm on the way. Type up an agenda real quick."
Yes.
I wrote that agenda in like 5 minutes.
Nah, I don't know. I told you I was 8 minutes away. 30 minutes later, I showed up.
Still, I had it ready because you said 8 minutes. I finished it in five.
Oh.
Then you wanted to add some stuff to it, so we added it on.
Because I also came with an agenda. Wait a minute. No, I added a few
you
things.
Came
on.
You came up with an agenda while you were. Okay.
Leave a gap. Hold on.
All right, okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You came up with an agenda, like, as you were like
in the car driving here. I came up with an agenda.
Yeah. Getting your Chick-fil-A.
Exactly.
Going to Ashley's furniture store.
Ashley's furniture store. Rooms to go.
But your list goes on. Anyway. But as far as adaptability goes, like all that DC stuff that you brought, I don't know a lot about DC, but I would kept the conversation flowing.
It was a whole episode of DC. Okay, so my 2 seconds of driving in the car allegedly and texting messages into my phone at the same time.
Allegedly.
Because we don't condone that. But
don't test and drive, kids.
But it made up a whole episode. Alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that being said, I got you on anime.
Always. You always have me on anime.
I got you on Marvel. And yeah. I kind of had an edge on you on DC.
To an extent. I don't know.
No. I will say, like, as far as, like, keeping up with stuff and giving your movie critiques, you got that on me. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I bodied that Buzz critique.
It was a good movie, okay? But now, what if I ask, who's the better co-host?
Oh.
The producer or Chris?
Oh.
Yeah. He just like I wasn't here to defend myself last week. He ain't here to defend himself.
You didn't tell me who would win in our battle first.
Oh, I don't know. It was about 60-40 my way.
Okay.
I feel like we both do good jobs when we host.
Okay.
Like, I enjoy the episodes I host. I enjoy the episodes you host. I enjoy the episodes we're like technically hosting together.
Because
Chris ain't here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's what like when I'm talking and it's me and you, I feel like we're both hosts.
You feel that way?
Yeah. Instead of like one of us like leading the conversation and just waiting for a response, like we build it as we go.
Yeah. More of a conversation.
Okay. With Chris, when it's me and Chris, I'm like, so what do you think about this, Chris? And then Chris just goes
straight shot.
And then when he asks me about anime, what do you think about this, Roscoe? And I just go.
Gets up, goes to the bathroom. You're just talking.
Yeah, I'm just talking. So yeah. But with me and you, it's just like, yeah. So what are your thoughts on this? Oh,
where do you see it going?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, it's just shallow and pedantic. Yes,
Kanye, another round of champagne. Champagne.
All right.
But yeah, so yeah, who's the better co-host though?
Okay. I honestly give it to Chris.
Okay.
That's the Chris to you.
Chris.
I can hear him saying that.
The Chris.
That's the Chris to you.
I
give it to Chris because Chris, like you said, you can at any point hand the ball over to Chris and Chris will just take it and just go with it, allowing you a little more time to rest, gather your thoughts, look at the agenda, figure out the next topic, see where you want to go with the show. Where with me, it's more of a conversation piece. And at points after we finish our conversation, we both look at our phone like, what's next on the agenda? I think with Chris, he gives you that time to kind of talk about a topic. He's going to give his thoughts. He also has a lot more backstory.
Yeah, he knows this
better than anyone else.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
If it came from a comic book, Chris has probably read it like 30 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know that that's not me. No, I'm not that guy. I didn't read comics as a kid. I read maybe a few. But no, Chris is the guy for that.
Yes, this happened in Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Chapter 5, page 11. Page 11, frame 13. What? Yes, the appearance of some random villain for the first time ever. He'll just name it.
Yeah. He's going to be in the finale. Watch and see, and he'll be there. I'm like, yeah, you called it. You called it. We didn't even know this guy existed.
He knows the next movie Wong is going to appear in.
He just names the next Marvel movie.
Damn. Wong's there. Yo, if Wong appears in Black Panther 2, I'm going to lose my shit.
He's going to be at the funeral. He's going to be at the funeral.
Yeah. Well,
he may be the watcher.
Wong and Black Panther didn't have a lot of interactions. It was just like, well, I brought all of Wakanda through portals. That was probably it.
Yeah, but how did he get to Wakanda? He had to have gotten to Wakanda to do that, right?
Yeah, he started
in Wakanda.
He probably started in Wakanda.
Yeah, so he was there.
T'Challa was the first one to walk through.
Yeah, so he was there. He had to be there. I feel like he could be the watcher. He just opens like the little small watcher portals and then just be watching through. Like, oh, doing? So that's what's going on over there. Maybe I'll make an appearance.
Okay.
Ah, dark, I see what you're doing
dark
there.
Dark magic, okay. And then he's sitting beside Katie, and he's like, ah, yes, I love this show. WandaVision, yes.
I like what she's doing there.
He didn't appear in WandaVision.
He did?
He didn't.
Oh, I was going to say he did.
He didn't appear in Loki. He didn't appear in Falcon Winter Soldier. Didn't appear in Black Widow. I'm trying to think, like.
He couldn't have appeared in Loki. Yeah. Loki wasn't.
Yeah, he was on a whole nother time.
Yeah.
What the hell ever? Quantum realms.
Yeah, we didn't know where
we were more likely to see Ant-Man than Wong.
Right. Yeah. And we may see Ant-Man in that same type of.
I swear to God, if Wong appears in Ant-Man for some reason.
A small Wong.
Tiny Wong. I'm Pickle Rick. I'm Pickle Wong.
Oh my God.
I mean, look, if they gave Agatha a series, they can give Wong a series.
But what would it be? It would just be a collection of other people's series that he just kind of steps in. It would be like almost like What If, but Wong.
As long as he has his sling ring, he is good to go.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a damn Sorcerer Supreme. He is one of the strongest characters in the MCU.
That is true.
Like, I mean, until Mads, you know, came and killed him and Doctor Strange had to, you know, reverse that. But, you know, he's only died once.
That's not a good thing. Most people only die once.
So?
But then you have characters like Tony Stark who died multiple times in the What If series.
Yeah, I mean, that's a What If
series. Yeah, but I mean, it's still multiple deaths.
I mean, multiple deaths.
Multiple deaths is multiple deaths.
Hey, man.
But Wong,
only died once.
Yeah. Wong died once.
Oh, I mean, technically, a bunch of people.
He almost died again messing with Wanda.
Yeah. I mean, a bunch of people got dusted, so would we count that as a death or just.
Did he get dusted?
No, he didn't get dusted.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, when Doctor Strange got dusted, he was the one protecting the sanctums and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what made him the Sorcerer Supreme Doctor Strange got dusted. So, yeah. Wong.
Is that why Doctor Strange was the Sorcerer Supreme in the other universe? Because Thanos was killed?
Yes. He didn't get the snap off in their universe, so he stayed the Sorcerer Supreme until Black Bolt killed him.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, they could do a series for Wong.
Doctor Strange died multiple times when he was fighting Dormammu. Boom.
Yeah, he did. He sure did.
Wong only died once.
There's no number to how many times he died, right?
Like, exactly.
Like, yeah. Okay.
And Wong is only. Yeah. So, Sorcerer Supreme. One death.
Okay. What do we got? Comic relief. Who do you got for us, Roscoe?
For our comic relief today, I would like to shout out King's Cuts. B Shop, King Cuts Barbershop.
Okay.
King Cuts B-Shop, all one word on Instagram. Mm-hmm. They're a barbershop, Greensboro, North Carolina. Not giving out the full address or anything, but you can look up the name. But
is the address on the page?
The address is on the page.
Okay, so just look up the page and you can find that address.
Yeah.
If you're in the Greensboro area.
But yeah, I mean, if you need a cut, I mean, as far as I know, walk-ins are welcome. But if you want to make an appointment, you better make sure you have a number to get the fancy work done.
Oh yeah,
like there are people.
I'm looking at it now. Yeah, it looks like he does
dyed
cursive
hairs. I'm pretty sure that guy's beard is fake, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
like really good cuts, like clean shaved. Like if you want to trying to go bald, do it. If you need a good fade, go to these guys. Like little designs in your hair for your kids.
Look like he did like a heartbeat.
Right, that's an orchid on the side of that kid's head.
Oh, God.
Right.
It's an origami on their head?
Yeah. It's a flamingo made out of your own hair. But, yeah, they do, as far as I know, they do really good work, and the shop looks clean.
Nah, it does.
It really does look clean. Like, there's some run-down barbershops. You're just like, am I getting a haircut, or am I ordering... I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. But yeah. So King's Cuts B Shop. Okay. And go follow them. Go hit them up. Book an appointment today.
Okay.
You got an important event coming up. Go get that cut.
That's right. Are there any underscores or anything like that?
Nope. It's all one word. King's Cuts B Shop.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, Roscoe, with my co-host, the producer.
And remember to pick up your powers on the way out the door.
Cue the band.
Right about now.
One, two, three, four.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. With my co-host Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there. You rock.
Hi, Chris.